This week, congressional committees formally will begin asking what the federal government knew about terrorists in the U.S. prior to the attacks of September 11th. In recent weeks, numerous leaks and news reports have suggested it might have been possible to foresee and perhaps even prevent the attacks. Some want to know why the FBI, CIA, and other intelligence branches didn't share more information with other agencies. Congressional leaders say they'll ask top-ranking law enforcement officials for answers about the past and assurances about the future, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
After nearly 9 months of preliminary investigating, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees will begin their joint hearings tomorrow. But you won't hear or see them because the sessions will be held behind closed doors. Members of the Joint Committee have security clearances allowing them to read secret information and learn more than the public about events preceding September 11th. California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is the ranking House Democrat on intelligence. She and other committee members appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. Pelosi says she expects the proceedings will be solemn.
I think it's important to understand how serious this joint inquiry is and what we owe the people who were affected by it, the families of those who lost their lives. We are on sacred ground here. People died. They want some answers, and certainly they want no other families to suffer what they have suffered.
Just after September 11th, officials from several U.S. intelligence agencies said they had no idea that hijackings were imminent, that planes would be used as bombs, or that al-Qaeda was organized within the U.S. But recent published reports point to data on al-Qaeda suspects bubbling up in the CIA, the FBI, and other agencies for at least a year before 9/11. That's caused some lawmakers to ask why top officials didn't seem to know how serious the threat was. Florida Democrat Bob Graham, the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, says the committee will try to find out.
I anticipate that we'll be calling a lot of the people who had the frontline responsibility of receiving the large volume of information which was collected.
The committee will also review the new priorities and surveillance guidelines set by the FBI. Director Robert Mueller said last week the Bureau's top priority will now be to prevent terrorism. And the Bush administration wants agents to be free to monitor libraries, mosques, churches, the internet, any public space, as they see fit. But some members of Congress say the new FBI rules intrude upon the civil liberties of private citizens. Florida Republican Porter Goss chairs the House Intelligence Committee.
We are going to have a national debate about privacy and your rights as an American citizen. And it's important we have that. Congress is the right place, and that debate is definitely underway now.
Some members of Congress say national security interests must trump privacy arguments, saying that the nation is now at war. And many applaud FBI Director Mueller for his reorganization plans. But others, including Senate Committee Chairman Graham, want to ask Mueller whether the Bureau can do the job.
He's got to make the case that the FBI is the right organization to take on this new responsibility at the same time that in other countries they are making their security forces smaller and more entrepreneurial. We're proposing to substantially enlarge the FBI. Question, is that the right approach?
The closed Intelligence Committee meetings begin Tuesday. Later in the week, the Senate Judiciary Committee plans an open hearing about the FBI and Zakaria Moussaoui, the so-called 20th hijacker. The committee expects to hear from Colleen Rowley, the Minneapolis FBI field agent whose letter complaining about headquarters' handling of the case helped spur the Bureau's reorganization. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.